And Lehigh Valley got on the board first in the second inning. Darren Ruff leads things off with a walk. After him, Andrew Knapp doubles, putting two in scoring position. However, Andrew Albers, who came into this one 9-3 on the season, solid year for him with Rochester, strikes out Cam Perkins. Two batters later, Brock Stassi, an opportunity versus Albers.
0-0, runners on the corners pitch, and it swung on a ground ball, softly hit the second. I don't think they'll get two, they won't. The only play for the charging field is to shovel to first. And there they do get Stassi, but Ruff comes down the line to score, and the Pigs go up 1-0 here in the top half of the second inning.
So Albers gets the out, but Lehigh Valley a productive out from Brock Stassi. After Stassi, Cedric Hunter, two outs on the inning.
Runner leads, pitch on way, swung on a drilled out right center, it is a base hit towards the gap. Rounding third, scoring easily is Knapp. Hunter's going to put on the brakes at first. Another clutch, Iron Pig, two out RBI. This time it's Cedric the Entertainer. This time it's 2-0 Pigs.
And the Pigs carried that 2-0 lead into the fourth inning as Jake Thompson on the mound for Lehigh Valley retires the first 10 batters he faces. But in the fourth, with one out, Wilfredo Tovar a triple. He'd come around on a Daniel Palka RBI ground out, making it a 2-1 Lehigh Valley lead through four. But the Pigs answer right back at the top of the fifth inning. A sacrifice fly from Nick Williams brought home Jesmuel Valentin. The newest Iron Pig had a three-hit game in this one. Lehigh Valley back in front, 3-1. Then to the seventh, where Valentin records his third of three hits in this game today and eventually moves his way into scoring position, and Nick Williams stepped up to the plate.
Williams is 0-2 with a sac fly and an RBI. Pitch on way, swung on a ground ball right side, could be a double play. Fields, and he throws it away! He went to go to first, and he threw it away! Here comes Valentin down from third to score. Over to third goes Barris. To second goes Williams, and it was a gaff by Field, who went to first base without looking at a double play, and he threw it away.
Yeah, probably should have gone to second on that one. It's no RBI for Nick Williams, but it's an insurance run and a 4-1 Lehigh Valley lead. And when you give Jake Thompson any help, good things are going to happen, as Thompson stayed red hot today.
All three lead. Here's the payoff to Mastriani. Swung on and poked very softly to second. Fielding a couple of bounces is Valentin. Uprights, fires to first in time. And it may be the final pitch he throws. Number 101 gets him out of a bases loaded two out bind. Mastriani gone, and Thompson holds on to a 4-1 lead. Another fine outing for a guy who's on the cusp of setting a new record and tying another.
One of very few times that runners made it to scoring position versus Thompson today. Lehigh Valley adds one more in the ninth inning without a hit. Emmanuel Burris walks, then moves to second on a sack bunt, steals third base, and scores on a wild pitch. So 5-1 Lehigh Valley into the ninth. No longer a safe situation. No need for Luis Garcia. Instead, Dave Brundage turns to Dalier Hinojosa, who allows two to reach base.
Field on deck would love a chance. He'd represent a tying run. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 5-1 Pigs in the ninth. Hinojosa from the neck, kicks, fires. He struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to another series victory. Your 5-1 final, and the Pigs are just one game out of first place behind the Rail Riders in the North.
And dare I say it again, another franchise record, 24 games over 500, now 66-42 on the year. And Lehigh Valley has its largest advantage in the wild card standings of the season over Rochester, now 5 games. Pigs beat the Red Wings here this afternoon, 5-1.